the preservation of joy. In the midst of so much that is depressing and saddening, it becomes the more necessary for the Christian's heart and mind to be occupied with that which is elevating and joy-producing. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Philippians 4:8. Instead of dwelling so much upon the evil fruits which sin bears, we need to be more engaged with the glorious things which divine grace produces. This is what the editor has sought to keep before him from month to month and year to year. He realizes that he has by no means fully succeeded, for here too it is no easy matter to preserve the balance. There are alarms which need to be sounded, faults which need pointing out, diseases requiring to be ministered unto, yet the performance of such duties must not absorb the entire or even principal attention of God's servant. There is also good news to be proclaimed, a glorious Christ to delight our souls, precious promises to comfort, amazing grace to be extolled. It is wrong for the Christian to dwell too much on the state of this poor world. The advancing apostasy in Christendom, the workings of Satan, and the depravity of his own heart. There is no food for the soul in such things, nothing that stimulates to praise and thanksgiving, naught which lifts up above the things of time and sense. The heart needs to be more occupied with those things which will cause him to bring his harp into use, which will put a song into his mouth, which will send him on his way rejoicing. But where are such things to be found? Not in the doings of the creature, not in the achievements of art and science, not in any of the productions of man. No, we must look elsewhere for that which will deliver us from gloom and despondency. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. Colossians 3:2.